it was like Survivor.
Yes, it was like Survivor.
Yeah.
At the radio station here earlier.
It's been a dicey couple of hours.
Well, so everything was fine when we clock in, when we check in, start doing some research for the show. And then all of a sudden, website cannot be reached. And you're like, oh, all right. You know, you go through the checks and balances. You've refreshed, right? You see if it's just the site or whatever, or you see if you're still connected. And then it's the slow realization when you check another computer in the building or you check something else.
Nothing's working.
Nothing is on the internet. And
when the internet runs all the things.
I know. Then it's
on this behemoth of a radio station.
then it's like we're living in the dark ages. We're on an island like Survivor.
I'm gonna draw a face on a volleyball and start talking to it.
Start name it Wilson.
I'm rocking in the corner.
So you know, I mean, it's like You get out the laptop, you try to get your phone out and do a hotspot.
You go into troubleshooting.
Yeah, exactly. And so we're putting things together. And this is, what are we living in? 1982? This is 2026.
Yes, but back in the day.
Well, sure. Back in the day, we didn't know this thing called the internet.
We were stacking CDs.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it was much different. We were clipping out things of the newspaper and out of magazines and things like that. And then we realized, you know,
we were playing CDs. Every song, we had to hit a button to play a CD.
Yeah. And so these are things that we don't have to do anymore. And
also hope that the clean track was number one and not two.
Yes. And the internet, and we take for granted that the internet just works.
Yes. It's just automatically going to work all the time.
We don't have to dial into anything.
No.
It just works. And when
it's magical.
And when it doesn't work.
And you don't know what to do.
When it doesn't work, you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs, and you start to look around at things.
Are we gonna survive this? I need food! Where's the food? I gotta get snacks!
You slowly put your hand on the window that faces the outside, and you just kind of look and go, will
all
I survive?
By and I bet they're gonna go to a place that's got internet.
How does it feel? How does it feel to live in the modern era and not like we're Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah. Lindsay's like that. She's like, minor inconveniences. Why are we still charging our phones? It's 2026. We pay phone bills every month. Why are we running out of battery? That should be something you need to do like once a month, if ever at all. I just feel like someone should have invented a battery that lasted longer than a day. Also, the stupid cup holders that they give you a drive-through. Why has no one engineered something better than that? First, I'm going to drop it. And then second, they don't keep the cups from spilling while you're driving. She's got a couple of things on her
list. She's got some things. Yeah. So I thought it might be like, look, having internet is maybe more of a it is a convenience. It's a lifeline now.
Yes.
But like,
I mean, point me to a business that doesn't use the internet in some way, shape, or form.
Right. Right. But what is the most annoying minor inconvenience that you face?
It's a little vent sesh.
All right.
Little vent sesh.
502-795-1997. You can voice note and send it to us via text, 502-795-1997.
Oh, you got Mason from E-Town. My biggest nightmare is someone in IT. Oh, the IT people. Yeah. I bet when internet goes down,
I know. T's and P's for them. All right, 502-795-1997. Look, our internet went down for a few hours here at the radio station, and it was
dicey.
Literally like we were living on an island in the middle of nowhere.
It was almost like we were getting tinfoil and trying to jerry-rig our own little antenna to get some signals
Hello?
Out there.
Does anyone hear us? Hello?
And listen, Chase is right there with us. Remember when the entire world's internet shut down in 2024? I worked at U of L in the ER. It was awful. Couldn't give blood. Couldn't pull patients' charts. Couldn't run tests. We were using whiteboards and paper. Paper, I tell you!
Paper?
What is that? Yeah, no, I get it. Oh, Beth, car breaking down? Yes. Most of us take having an actual vehicle for granted. Because we all have to get places.
Yes, yeah, true.
And when you can't get places because your car is not working, that's the worst.
Benita.
It's when you're out of wiper fluid.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Benita, I am going through that right now.
Oh, no.
I feel that.
Oh, no.
I feel that. Because it's not one of those things that...
your wiper blade is not working in that one area where you need it to work.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We feel that, Benita. We feel it to our core.
Yeah. T's and P's.
AJ says, when I do my Walmart pickup order and there are substitutions. No, I wanted whole milk yogurt, not skim.
Oh, that is bougie.
Like we're talking.
That's bougie.
Listen, we're talking minor inconveniences here that we all deal with. Kimberly?
I have all these buttons on my car. I have every doodad known to man. Why can I not adjust my passenger seat for them? If I'm going to pick up my friend and they're like 8 feet tall, I want to say, oh, I got you, boo. Let me just back up your seat for you because, I don't know, do you have a handle? Do you have a bar? Do you have buttons on the side? It's confusing. I should be able to do it in my steering wheel.
That is true. That is absolutely true. You should be able to, the driver should be able to control all of that.
It, not only that, Kimberly, but when some cars have like little preset buttons, And then somehow it forgets what your preset is. And so I go in and I'm pushing and I'm like, oh, you mean I've got to adjust it myself?
Once you've lived in that world, it's hard to not live there. And I haven't been living there in a long time. And I miss it. I miss memory seats. It's like every time my husband drives my car, I'm like, dang it, I have to adjust it back.
And then, Kimberly, you forget even what was comfortable to you before. All that to say, we feel you.
All the things.
We feel you. All right, thanks. See ya.
Thanks, bye.
Dakota from Jeffersonville, one modern inconvenience I have is Windows updates on computers.
No.
Even if you schedule them, they find some way to take up half an hour of your time once a week and interrupt your workflow just to not change anything significantly.
I'm telling
and
you.
That literally just happened. I just got the window. It says, reboot to save all updates. The changes for the updates. And I'm like, no, remind
another,
me later.
Voice to text from a listener.
Minor inconvenience for me is being an elementary teacher when the internet goes out because we do so much of our schoolwork on our Chromebooks.
Oh, I'm telling you, the internet is one of those conveniences that's no longer a minor inconvenience, you know?
Whoever designed that to have all of us fully and totally rely on it, it's like they're controlling the world.
And it is so digitally run now that... we panic and don't know what to do.
Yep. It's like
our troubleshooting skills go out the window.
All right, kids, let's learn the alphabet again.
What's the alphabet? I don't even know. I can't look it up on the internet.
All right. Well, anyways, hopefully nothing is totally crazy with you.
Yeah, Trina says car rider line. All caps. Be ready to get out. We do this every day. Little Susie doesn't have to be dropped right in front of the door. She can walk a few extra steps.
It sounds like Trina's just complaining. This isn't a minor inconvenience.
This is her safe space.
Oh, okay. You're right. I'm sorry.
This is her jam. This is where
she gets it out.
For Trina.
This is so she can be a human being the rest of the day.
She rages she can go be a productive human outside of this space. Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully you don't have any other minor inconveniences today. And we feel for you, all right?
And hopefully, if you are having internet issues or trouble adjusting the passenger seat...
that it's momentary.
Oh, exactly.
And it comes back quickly.
Or your Walmart pickup order needs substitutions.
I feel that.
T's and P's.
Listen, a T-bone is not a pork chop! All right. Thank you for those. It's 99.7 DJX.